Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
We've got the latest 40 under 40 list here from the Greater Arlington Chamber of Commerce in Arlington today.
Yeah, this is always a fascinating list. It's more than just names,
That's
right?
it.
Yeah.
This isn't just a, a pat on the back. We see it as a map.
A map of what exactly? Future influence.
Pretty much where the city's energy, its capital, its future leaders, where it's all heading.
Okay, so our mission today isn't just reading the list.
No way. We need to dig in, find the common threads, the patterns. What does success look like here?
What career paths are popping up? What kind of civic stuff are they doing?
Right. And the first thing that jumped out at me, the sheer diversity of
Oh,
sectors.
absolutely. It's not just one thing.
You've got aviation, construction, sure, but also luxury hotels, law, public health.
You suggest leadership isn't like siloed in Arlington. It's spread out.
But interestingly, even with that professional spread, the personal roots seem really deep.
That's the first big theme I saw, too. Homegrown leaders, people sticking around.
Yeah, products of Arlington, Now they're building on local legacies, which feels kind of rare these
It
days.
really does. It says something about the place, maybe. Let's start there. Homegrown talent, legacy businesses, and the education piece.
Okay, legacy first. Amanda Ahern, 39. Kinley Construction.
A big name in Arlington construction.
Definitely. And she literally grew up there, filing papers, visiting job sites as a kid. Now she's in leadership and development.
Keeping that legacy going, but also focusing on the people side. And she co-owns a cafe, Grounds and Gold, plus mentoring.
Yeah, busy schedule. It shows commitment beyond just the family business name.
We see that commitment elsewhere too. Juana Carreno at J. Gilligan's.
Oh, that's a great story. Started there at 15.
15, as a food runner. Now she's 29, director of operations.
14 years at one local institution. That's
Yeah,
incredible.
and preserving that feel, you know. The place has been around since 1979. That's institutional memory right there.
You see it in finance too, right? With Liz Bates.
Liz Bates, 33, VP at Legacy Financial. Another family business, over 30 years old.
And Corey Houston, 39, left banking, came back to run the family store, Ann's Natural Grocery.
Yeah, came home. These aren't just jobs, they're anchors in the community. It's a strong pattern.
But it's not just family ties creating these leaders. The local education system seems crucial, specifically UTA.
University of Texas at Arlington. It's like the central hub.
Totally. It's not just graduating students, it feels like it's launching them directly into local impact roles.
And that local investment clearly pays dividends. Look at Luvia Diaz. She's only 22.
22. Seguin High grad, Richard Green Scholar.
Earned her BBA and her MBA from UTA while working full-time at Texas Trust Credit Union.
Wow.
And now she's a financial reporting analyst there. That's a fast track fueled by local education and drive.
It really is. And it's not just business. Bianca Randall, 36.
UTA grad twice over.
Yeah.
Healthcare administration, biology.
Now director of pharmacy operations at Texas Health Resources. Big role.
And Navjot Singh, 33. Pure Arlington ditto, young Martin High.
Even Mr. UTA and homecoming king. Okay, deep roots.
And now runs a 55-person real estate brokerage.
Yeah.
So yeah, UTA isn't just a line on the resume, it's a launch pad.
A launchpad for deep community integration, yeah. Okay, so we see where many of them come from. Let's talk about what they do, specifically keeping the city running.
Ah, the essential services crew. Infrastructure, public safety, civic management, the nuts and bolts.
This is where you see some serious grit and innovation. Trent Ballard, the airport manager, 38.
Didn't he start in maintenance?
Yeah, worked his way up. And look at the results. Airport revenue jumped from $1.2 million to $8 million since 2021.
It's huge. And that money goes back into infrastructure, supporting medical flights, disaster response.
Exactly. Operational success directly benefiting the city.
And infrastructure means power, too. Jockey Spicer at Encore.
Director of Strategic Sourcing, managing procurement for a $7 billion capital plan.
That's a massive responsibility.
Yeah.
But what's also key is her role on the UTA Electrical Engineering Advisory Board.
Creating that pipeline again, connecting students right into the energy sector.
It's smart. It's strategic talent management for the whole city.
Shifting to justice. This one stood out to me. Associate Judge Danielle Delaney, 39.
The community court, right?
Yeah, she secured federal funding for Arlington's first permanent community court.
And for anyone listening who isn't familiar, this is a big deal. It's not just about fines or jail for, say, issues tied to homelessness.
Right. It's about connecting people with services, treatment, support,
Yeah.
addressing the root causes.
It's restorative justice in action,
Yeah.
really changing the approach for people facing those systemic barriers.
Then in emergency management, Shauna Lemley, 35, fire department coordinator.
Focused on citywide disaster prep, coordinating with everyone, local, state, federal, critical role.
And Lieutenant Blake Ritchie from the police department, 37. He helped set up the CHAMPS program.
And that UTA course connecting students with cold cases.
Yeah. How innovative is that? Using academic resources for real police work. That's clever community engagement.
It really is.
Yeah.
And within the city administration itself, Yvonne McCaney, the HR director.
Chaired the United Way campaign.
Yeah, the 2025 campaign. Break records, raised over $52,000. That's a 25% jump.
See, the expectation seems high. It's not just doing the job. It's measurable civic contribution.
Dollars raised, programs started, tangible results.
And Gabe Rivas, 35, director of community outreach for Tarrant County Precinct 2, public services in his blood.
Yeah, his parents were both elected officials. So that commitment to engagement to making sure services reach people runs deep.
Okay, so those folks are keeping the city running smoothly and safely. But Arlington's also known globally for something else.
Entertainment, sports, tourism. Which brings us to theme 3, the economic drivers.
This is where the hospitality sector really shines. Brandon Batchelor, 34, Drury Plaza Hotel.
Director of sales, directly boosting that hotel occupancy tax income. That's money for the city.
And you can't talk Arlington tourism without mentioning Lowe's Hotels, right in the entertainment district.
Absolutely. And we've got two people from there, Lisa Garland, area director of PR, and Ryan Shields, area senior catering sales manager, both 38.
What's key is they were on the opening teams for both Live by Lowe's and the new Lowe's Arlington Hotel and Convention Center.
So they're literally building the city's tourism future, operationally speaking, day in, day out.
And Sarah Guerrero, 36, at Texas Live, just got promoted to GM over 3 concepts now.
That whole complex is central. Her role is huge.
Now, alongside the people running the venues, you have the builders, construction and development.
Joseph J. Mack Richardson, 37, Richardson Greenlock Construction.
Supporting new homes, commercial projects, literally building the city's future footprint.
But look at his volunteering Miracle League, Salvation Army. It's that dual commitment again, business success and community service.
And we're back to Kinley Construction again, Bryant Griffith, 37.
Marine Corps vet, training manager at Kinley, created their Performance Institute.
Plus, he founded his own company, JJWS Junk and Waste Solutions.
That's that powerful combo. Corporate leadership, entrepreneurial drive, and that military background. Very dynamic.
Seems like a theme, that dual approach. Like Damon Eink, 29, co-founder of Nailed It Roofing.
He doesn't just sell roofs. He educates people. On the systems, the insurance side.
And he's deeply involved civically. 8 years with the chamber, even served as chairman.
That's serious commitment. Then you have folks in finance making a direct impact. Roger Beaumonte's at Chase Bank.
VP, community manager, 35, running free financial health workshops.
And co-chairing the financial stability partnership at United Way, using his bank expertise for the community.
Yeah, leveraging professional skills for public good. And speaking of personal passion, Ruben Duarte, 32.
Advent Trinity Marketing Agency co-founder.
He helped restore Castle Park. Why was that so personal for him?
He mentioned immigrating from Cuba as a child, and that park was important to him growing up.
Wow. So using his marketing and organizing skills to give back to a place that meant something personally, that's powerful.
It really connects the dots. Okay, theme 4. Let's talk about the human element.
Health, arts, community support, quality of life stuff.
Where professional skills meet, maybe. Mandated compassion, or at least expected compassion.
Health and wellness are definitely big here. Dr. Yu Liao, 39, UTA assistant professor.
Public health. She runs the physical activity wearable sensors lab.
But she also directs Courage Health. What's that?
It's a free exercise program based on research, specifically for cancer patients.
Okay, that's translating academic work into immediate practical help. Really impressive.
And then you see that integration in clinical settings, too. Brittany S. Johnson, 37, VP at Medical City Arlington.
Opened the new 60-bed tower, staffed it up. That's a huge operational lift.
On top of that, leads a women's group, volunteers monthly, serving the homeless.
It's intense. And Colin Terrell, 39, clinic manager at Athletico Physical Therapy.
Orthopedic specialist. Leads his team in volunteering for the Mission Arlington Christmas store every year.
So embedding service right into the team culture.
Exactly. It's not an afterthought.
Then there's arts and culture. Angela Pena, 34, at Levitt Pavilion Arlington.
Communications and Program Development Director. Using free concerts and arts to build community.
And she ties it to service through Rotary too, right? Arlington Northwest Rotary.
Yep. And Marissa Soto, 38, co-owns Arlington Yoga Center.
But she also contracts with downtown Arlington.
Yeah, coordinating fun, accessible events, puppy yoga at Texas Live, First Thursdays, making culture and wellness part of the city's vibe.
Integrating it into the entertainment scene. Smart.
And we need to mention the really specialized, crucial outreach. Ridgen Jackson, 38.
Managing partner at a law firm. What's remarkable is her language skill.
Fluent in Kurdish, Arabic, German, and English.
That's incredible. Think about the accessibility that provides for immigrant families needing legal help.
It breaks down huge barriers in a complex system. That's vital work.
And one more unique one, Carrie Schimpf, 34, owner of Big Little Lines.
Luxury letterpress, the very niche skill.
But look how she applies it. Pro bono printing. And she teaches letterpress classes to seniors at the Waterford on Cooper.
Taking a high-end craft and using it to enrich the lives of, you know, community members who might feel overlooked, it's thoughtful.
So if we zoom out now, look at the big picture. Theme 5 feels like the glue holding it all together.
The connectors.
Yep.
The networks.
The big takeaway for you listening has to be this. Success here isn't solo. It's deeply networked.
These organizations, Rotary, the Chamber, Leadership Arlington, they're not just for networking lunches. They're operational hubs.
Rotary pops up again and again. Ridgen Jackson, Liz Bates, Ruben Duarte in Sunrise Rotary, Angela Pena in Arlington Northwest.
Four from this list alone.
Yeah.
And look at the impact. Liz Bates co-created Dancing with the Arlington Stars.
Which raised how much?
Over $500,000. $550,000 for local nonprofits in just 2 years.
Wow. That's network power converted into serious cash for the community.
Exactly. And the Chamber is obviously central. Damon Eink's long service, including his chair.
Plus Elena Thaxton, who's actually the Chamber's Director of Member Engagement. She's in Leadership Arlington's class of 2024.
And Griffith chairs the Veterans Business Council there. These are active leadership roles shaping the business environment.
And Leadership Arlington itself keeps coming up as the training ground. Courtney Jones, 38.
Graduating 2017, then served 3 years as adult class director, 2 years on the board.
They're not just participating, they're investing back into developing the next wave of leaders. It's baked into the system.
It really seems to be a strategic priority here. Leadership development is community development.
So synthesizing all this, what's the core lesson for someone watching Arlington?
I think it's that the leadership pipeline is strong, and it's defined by this really intense blend, professional skill law, engineering, finance, whatever.
Combined with structured, high-impact civic action, it's not optional soft stuff.
No. They're creating community courts, running huge fundraisers, launching health programs. Success is measured by business wins and mandatory volunteering, essentially.
So what does it all mean, then?
Well, the model seems clear. You can't just be successful in Arlington. You have to be successful for Arlington. And they're actively coaching the next group coming up.
Internships, youth programs, those educational partnerships we saw.
Right. Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for you to chew on.
Okay. Leave us with something provocative.
Think about Kinley Construction again. We had Amanda Ahern and Griff Griffith, both deeply involved there and on this list.
Right. A major local employer.
It highlights just how influential these big local companies are, not just as job creators, but as like talent incubators for civic leadership. They're developing this specific kind of civic-minded professional.
So the real deep dive going forward is,
how effectively do these company and organizational pipelines keep feeding the next 40 under 40? Is developing civic talent becoming a core function, almost a competitive advantage for businesses here?
That's a really interesting question. How intentional is that pipeline? Food for thought.